Oui, Dada. Boo.
And the fairy godmother said, you shall go to the ball, Cinderella. See this picture, Albert? Bring me 6 white mice and a pumpkin.
Wait.
No, it's not your granddad, Albert. That's the pumpkin.
No, look.
It's better looking. And see these? These are the white mice. Aren't they sweet?
Nice.
Yeah, that's right, Albert. Just like the one on that chair. Yeah. The chair. Oh, mice! We've got a mouse! Hey, don't move, Albert. Hang on, that's the sugar mouse your gran gave you.
You did that just to frighten me, Albert.
Oh, Dada. Oh, dear.
We present Albert and Me, starring Richard Beckinsale and featuring Pat Coombs and John Comer, with special guests Patricia Hayes, Celia Bannerman, and Kenneth Shanley. Christmas is a time that's memorable for one special reason above all others. It's the only time there's anything good on the telly. Apart from that, it's the time when families throughout the land panic over last-minute arrangements.
Lil!
What is it, Fred?
Have you seen little Albert's present?
You what?
Have you seen... Oh, come in here, will you?
But just a minute while I wipe my hands.
Honest, this Christmas lark, I'm just about fed up with it.
Now, what is it, Fred? I was up to my elbows in gravy.
I can see that. Look, I can't find little Albert's present.
Well, it's on the table.
No, the one from the cat. What have you done with it?
I've not seen it. What's it look like?
It's an orange wrapped in green paper. It's got Merry Christmas to Albert from Tibbles written on it.
Don't be silly, Fred. The cat can't wrap it.
I've been giving it lessons, you stupid woman.
Hey, did that paper have red spots on it?
That's it. Looked like a mouldy tennis ball with measles.
Ah.
Well, where is it?
Might be in the chicken.
In the chicken?
Well, you know, I like to do a special stuffing for Christmas dinner. Might have got mixed up with that. Hey, I'll go and have a look.
You'd better check and see what else you've got up there and all while you're at it. Special stuffing. Well?
I've got it, Fred.
Right, well, let's have it then. I want to put it under the Christmas tree.
There you are. I see. No damage done.
Yeah. Oh, you could have given it a wipe down.
Fred?
Now what is it?
I'm a bit worried about that chicken.
Why? Did you find the cat up there as well?
No, daft. Hey, but do you think it'll be big enough for all of us?
Well, it should be. Let's see, there's me and you.
And your mum. It's our turn to have her this year.
Oh, don't remind me.
And don't forget, she arrives tomorrow.
But she'd better not get up to any of her tricks down here. Not after what happened last year at our Celia's.
Oh, I think your sister was exaggerating.
Do you think so?
Well, she did say the police were very nice about it.
Pleased to be rid of her, more like.
Likes her a bit of fun. She gets carried away.
She will be one of these days. Just fancy belting up Corporation Street with a turkey under her arm, showing our Celia's Dennis how Warrington scored a winning try.
But she did, didn't she?
Oh, yes. Touchdown right in front of the Chinese takeaway. If it hadn't been for that policeman tattling on the pavement, she'd have converted it over the glue factory.
She's always been lively, your mum.
Lively? She's a public nuisance. I mean, after all, she is 87.
Yeah, she's a lively old lady. I think that's where Al Brian gets it from.
Anyway, she makes it 3 for Christmas.
And then there's Al Brian.
4.
And little Albert.
4.5.
Fred, it'll be a real family Christmas, won't it?
Our Brian is coming here for Christmas Day, is he? Only he hasn't mentioned it.
Of course he is, with your mum coming and all. Where else would he be spending Christmas?
You never know with him. I mean, if he's got a bit of skirt lined up, we'll be lucky if we see him this side of New Year.
Fred, how could you? You know, sometimes I think you just don't understand Al Brian.
Oh, Maureen.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, Maureen.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, Albert, how could you? He's woken up.
I can't hear.
He's hungry. Must be 3 o'clock.
Oh. Yes, it is. How do you know?
You can set Big Ben by Albert's stomach clock. I'm coming, Albert.
Can I do anything for you?
Not off, but I'm busy with Albert at the moment.
I'm talking about Albert.
No, no, it's all right. Food's his cure. There we are. Come on, Albert. Oopsie-daisy, into your high chair. All ready.
Hello, Albert.
You know Maureen, don't you? There you are.
Can I help?
No. I wouldn't stand too near him while he's eating.
Why?
Well, he's not got the hang of the spoon yet, and you don't want to get mixed vegetables all over your nurse's uniform.
That's all right.
I suppose you could always take it off.
Oh, yes. I'm due back on the ward in half an hour.
Good, we've got a couple of minutes then.
Ouch! Stop it! I've just starched that. Honestly. Quite right, Albert, you tell him.
Tell him what?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, what's he done?
You, not Albert.
Oh.
I've got a good mind not to come round Christmas Day.
Oh, Maureen, you promised. You said you've got the whole day off.
I don't know if I can trust you.
Albert will keep an eye on me, won't you, Albert?
Oh, no.
All right, then.
You'll be a smashing Christmas present.
Knowing you, I'll be a well-wrapped-up one as well. Anyway, I better be going.
See you on Christmas morning, Brian.
Yeah?
Bye, Albert.
He's busy eating. Bye, Maureen. I wish me a Merry Christmas. I wish me a Merry Christmas. I wish me a Merry Christmas. I'll tell you what, Albert, you wait. You just wait. One day you're going to discover there's more to life than strained prune juice. Come on, come on, eat up. We've got to draw up our shopping list. It's Christmas shopping for us tomorrow. Certainly very crowded, isn't it, Albert? I've never seen so many people. It's the same every Christmas Eve. Everyone getting the last-minute presents for people they've forgotten. No, no, it's all right, Albert. Yeah, I've been to Santa Claus. He'll be along with yours, if there isn't a reindeer strike. Now, let's have a look at that list. We've got a present for me, Mum. I hope she likes Led Zeppelin. And then there's that new crib set for me, Dad. Now, Maureen, she's next on the list. Well, I never. Look, Albert, there's your granddad. Hello, Dad.
Hello, Albert Brian.
What are you doing here?
Shopping.
You, shopping?
I'm looking for a Christmas present for your mum.
What are you going to get her?
I can't make my mind up. Do you think she'd like a set of darts?
Well, she don't play darts.
I know, but the flights are mine, shot to pieces. Well, I could get her a new billiard cue with my initials on it.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Nah, suppose you're right.
Anyhow, how come you're buying it? You usually ask her to go out and buy her own present.
Yeah, your gran's coming down today.
Granny Archer?
That's right. I wanted to get out of the house before she arrived.
Hear that, Albert? Your great-granny's coming down for Christmas.
No.
It's all right for you. You don't have to suffer like I do.
What do you mean?
Well, it's the way she's always going on about me when I was a baby.
Oh, that.
It's embarrassing. Do you remember when we were on our rollies at Bridlington when you wet yourself in the train? And in a first-class compartment?
I hadn't heard that one.
She never told us the rest of it.
What's that?
She only had a platform ticket. The inspector chucks us off the train at Leeds. You see, it's embarrassing.
You do the same to me.
Not in company, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. Remember Frieda Wilkins?
Frieda? Oh, yes, she just left school. First girl you ever brought home.
Yeah, you told her I used to wipe my nose on my coat sleeve.
Well, that wasn't fast. You were still doing that when you were 16. And where's your dad taking you today, Albert? Have you been to see Father Christmas?
We're going to the fairy grotto when we finish shopping.
Oh, that would be nice, won't it, Albert? Mind you, keep the lad away from Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Why?
It's Alf Thomas. You know, the publican's friend.
I don't know him.
Of course you do. Gives his address as a public bar, Pig and Whistle. He went on the wagon for a week last summer, and straight away they wiped tuppence off the brewery shares.
Well, maybe we'll give Rudolph a miss.
He's a nice bloke, mind. And he looks the part, with his red nose.
Still, we can always go into town, see the lights.
Don't talk to me about lights.
Why not?
Your mum fixed ours up on the Christmas tree yesterday. Then she forgot what current they were on.
What happened?
And when I switched on, I fused all the lights in the house and blew the Christmas pudding out of the oven. Christmas.
Oh, cheer up. It only comes round once a year.
Thank heavens for that. 365 days of peace and goodwill would drive me crackers. Anyway, I'd better be off. We'll see you and Albert tomorrow for Christmas dinner.
Ah, well,
You'd better make it before 12. Your gran will expect to have her teeth on the chicken by then.
No, actually, we might not be round tomorrow.
You what?
Well, we're thinking of spending Christmas Day with a friend. Weren't we, Albert?
Where is he, Dad?
Oh, yes.
Yes, a very good friend.
I can imagine. Do I know him?
Well, it's her, actually.
As if I didn't know. Nibble a bit of turkey first and then nibble a different sort of bird after.
Yeah, Maureen's a nice girl.
What about your mummy?
Well, I thought...
Now, you know it'll upset her, don't you?
Well...
And your gran. She's only come down to see Albert.
But I...
And who's going to make a four up at Domino's?
Well, we could come round on Boxing Day.
Boxing Day? Well, I hope you're not expecting me to tell your mum you'll not be round on Christmas Day. Now, you can come along home with me now and tell her yourself. Come on.
Let's see how the mince pies are doing. Oh, lovely. Hey, that's them done. And the cake. Oh, I wonder if I put any money in that cake. Oh, it won't matter, though. Last year, our Brian ate 15p before he realised. Oh, that'll be Fred. Forgotten his key again, I should think. I'm coming.
Hello there, Lil.
Granny Archer, well, I never. Come in, won't you?
Well, I'm not stopping out here on doorstep.
Oh, you look well, I must say.
I'll outlive you lot anyway.
I'm sure. Did you have a good journey?
Terrible.
Oh, I am sorry.
Bunch of hooligans on the train, on the way to a football match, shouting, carrying on.
No.
Yes, I had to call the guard.
He put a stop to it.
Did he, Ellis-like? They put the wind up him, something shocking. So I took matters in my own hands.
Oh, aye.
I soon sorted them out. I kicked two of them in the penalty area. And I laid into the others with me brolly. They won't know whether it's Christmas or Pancake Tuesday.
Gran, you didn't.
Here. Yeah. Where's our Fred, then?
He's out doing some last-minute shopping.
Him? Shopping?
Yeah.
He's getting to be a big girl in his old age.
I'm back, Lou.
That's him now.
Hello, Mum. Well, you got here, then?
You can see I have your great lump.
I wondered if you, I didn't think.
Well, come on, give us a kiss. Show you're pleased to see me.
Yes, Mum.
And now you can ask me how I'm keeping.
How are you keeping?
Oh, look! It's our Brian.
Hello, Gran, how are you?
And little Albert. Oh, hello there, you young scamp.
Nan.
You're getting to be a fine big lad, aren't you, Albert?
No, blubby.
Your grandad never said that.
You didn't give me a chance.
A bit less of that, our Fred, or I'll fetch you one.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Are you wed yet, Brian?
No.
Thank heaven someone in this family's got some brains.
Would anyone like a cup of tea?
I thought you'd never ask.
Well, I'll just go and put the kettle on.
And none of them ketty tea bags. I want proper tea. The sort that when you throw the grouts, they stick on the wall.
I say, Lil, our Brian's got something he wants to tell you.
Oh, are you really our Brian?
Well, yes.
Come on, lad, let's hear it. You're opening your mouth like a singing goldfish.
Come on, Brian, what is it?
Well, look, happy Christmas Eve.
Hey, is that all?
No, it's...
We're waiting, Brian.
And you shut up, Fred. Lad can talk for himself.
Well, it's a surprise for Christmas.
I wonder what it is.
So does he. Come on, tell your mum what time you and Albert are coming round tomorrow.
Oh, I am looking forward to it. A real family Christmas. Just think, the whole family sat round the dinner table.
Well, Brian, what time will you be round?
About dinner time.
Oh?
Yeah, about then, roughly.
That's not what you told me.
I hope we don't have to wait for him before we open the bottle.
Hey, don't be late, Brian. We want to give Albert his presents before dinner.
Right, well, we'd better be off. I've still got a few things to do before tomorrow, and Albert didn't get to see Father Christmas, thanks to you, Dad.
Fred! You didn't stop Albert seeing Father Christmas.
Well, I wanted him to see his great-granny.
What do you expect me to do, you great lump? Give him a ride on a reindeer?
No, it was Brian.
What was?
Well, you wanted to come back and take your gran shopping with Albert, remember?
What a lovely thought, Brian.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll go and get changed.
Come on, Gran, I'll take you to your room and get you
all right, Lil. It won't be a minute, Brian.
Right.
Not coming round for Christmas Day.
No, if you hadn't made me come home with you...
Don't blame me.
Still.
Oh, don't take it too hard, lad. You'd no chance, not against them two.
No, and I reckon I've no chance with Maureen either. Not now. Are you all right pushing Albert's pram, Gran?
Well, of course I am. I may be old, but I'm not weak.
No, of course not.
I can still carry a crate of stout through a saloon bar.
Yes, Gran.
Oh, these shops are a long way, aren't they? I think I'd better stop and let you rest a minute.
Right.
Brian! Cooey!
Hey, who's that shouting at you?
It's Maureen, a girl I know.
I reckon you're all right there.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Maureen. This is my gran.
How do you do?
Not as well as you do, I bet.
Brian, I wanted to see you. Have you got a minute?
Oh, you carry on, Brian. I'll take Albert and have a look at the shops with him.
Sprightly, isn't she?
Sprightly? She's a raving tearaway. She's got more energy than me.
Are you sure?
Well, nearly. Anyway, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at the hospital?
It's all right. I'm not on duty for an hour. I was just on my way to see you.
Oh, look at your quarters.
Yes. Well, it's about tomorrow.
Ah. Ah.
Yes?
Ah, well, that is,
Yes, Brian?
Ah, well, that is, Ah, well, here's Gran.
Where?
Oh, no, isn't it someone else?
Look. Yes?
No, after you.
No, you first.
No, after you.
Well, Brian, the thing is, one of the girls on the ward has got flu.
Oh. Well, that's why she's in hospital, isn't it? Because she's ill.
No! This girl isn't a patient. She's a nurse.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So?
So?
Well, so as she's ill, someone has to take over her duty and... Ah, that's someone's me, and, well, I'll be working tomorrow, Christmas Day.
What, you mean you were...
Oh, Brian, I'm sorry. I know tomorrow meant a lot to you.
Look,
But I'm off on a Boxing Day, so we can have that together.
Well, as it's for the National Health Service.
Oh, Brian, you're marvellous. Oh, look at the time.
Hey, where's Gran?
She must have got fed up and gone.
Gone where? And she's got Albert with her. Oh, no, she'll do something silly. I bet she's using Albert's pram as a skateboard or something.
What? You're Gran?
Yeah, you don't know her. Oh, where can she have got to?
Look, there's a policeman. He might have seen her.
Yeah, it's worth a try. Excuse me.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, you haven't seen an elderly lady pushing a pram, have you, about this high and this wide?
The pram or the lady, sir?
The lady. My granny.
She's not a frail-looking lady with a red hat, is she, sir?
Yes, sir. Have you seen her?
Yeah, she ran the pram over my foot. And when I remonstrated with her, she told me what I could do with my foot.
Oh.
A lively lady, sir, with a keen sense of repartee.
Look, did she say where she was going?
To take her grandson to see Father Christmas.
Oh, no.
Well, that sounds like fun for Albert.
Yeah, and for Santa Claus. Let's hope I can get there before she has the reindeers doing the can-can. Thank you, officer. See you on Boxing Day, Maureen.
Ready, Santa? How about Silent Night? Oh, I do love that one. All together now. Up to two. One, two. Silent Night. Come on, all you reindeers.
Excuse me, but you must stop this.
Stop what?
Well, this singing.
Who says we must?
Well, I do. This is a department store.
And this is a crib you've got here. It's a bad job if you can't sing carols round it.
Well, I'm sorry, madam.
Son, look, this is a time of peace and goodwill. You're asking for a clout round the lug holes.
I shall have to get the manager.
You get who you like if he can sing.
Hello, Gran. I thought you'd be here.
Come on, Brian. Just tell this
Look,
young...
what is it?
Chap. Well, he says we can't sing carols.
Oh, all these people, sir. They're stopping the flow of customers.
I'll stop your flow if you don't watch out.
Look, I'll tell you what. How about one chorus and then we'll go?
Well...
Look, it's fair enough, isn't it?
Well...
If he stays with us and joins in...
Well, why not? Just this once.
That's the spirit, lad. Right, everybody.
Away in our manger.
Thanks for letting us sing.
Oh, that's all right, sir. I quite enjoyed it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Come on.
Morning, Albert. Wakey, wakey. Merry Christmas, Albert. It's Christmas Day. And here's your Christmas pillowcase. Look, look what Father Christmas brought you. There's only one present in it, but the rest are round at your gran and granddad's. There. Now take the paper off. No, Albert. Don't eat the paper. The present's inside. There. An elephant. And if you pull its trunk... Yeah. I know. Yeah, I've always wanted one of these. I can play with it when you're in bed. Now, let's get you up ready and go round and see your gran and granddad. Come on. Right. Now,
we're all sat down.
Yes,
now,
yes.
Let's get started, Brian. Give us a card. There you are, Dad.
Wait. Haven't you forgotten something?
No, I don't think so, Gran. We've got the chicken, sausages, vegetables.
You haven't said grace.
Eh?
You were always brought up from a baby to say your grace.
Well...
We don't usually do that, Gran.
Today's as good a day as any to start.
Do we have to?
I'm waiting.
Go on, Fred. It is special.
Oh, all right. For what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful.
Amen.
Very nice.
Right, you get carving, Fred, and pass the bottle opener, Brian.
Here you are, Gran.
You're going to have to toss up for legs. Why he didn't make chickens with four legs, I'll never know.
You get on with it.
We'll be finished in nice time for the Queen's speech.
Not at the rate this chicken's carving.
What time is that speech, Bri?
3:00, I think.
That's right. Just after she's had her dinner.
Don't be silly, it's recorded.
Of course it's not recorded. Our Brian will tell you. Go on, tell him, Brian.
Well, you don't want to listen to him. Of course it's recorded.
Actually, I...
Oh, you can't be sure, Fred.
Of course I'm sure. You think they're all sitting round the table having the Christmas dinner and the Queen says, come on, Philip, it's nearly time for speech. We'd better get washed up.
Honestly. No, I think that Charles and the others would help with that. You know, while Her Majesty gets changed.
She's never heard anything like it. Well, pour us a drink, Brian.
Good idea.
Still. Oh, it's nice to think they'll be sitting round the table, having their family Christmas dinner, just like us.
I'll pour me own, Brian. Pass the bottle over.
No, well, I don't think so. Not just like us.
Will you stop gabbing and start dishing up that chicken, Fred?
That was good. I'm full to busting.
Thanks, Mum. It was smashing.
Would Albert like a drop of this orange juice, Dan?
I don't know why you bother. He's too busy eating. Look at him shovel it away.
Just like you when you was a baby. Honey, you used to...
How about pulling the crackers?
Thanks, son.
Here you are, Gran. You grab hold of that, Ed.
Oh, reminds me of the time I was on the Ekmanwick Tug of War team. Hey, up!
Oh, look, Gran, you've got a funny moustache.
I'll have a bit less of that, Brian.
And in your cracker.
Oh. Hey, listen, I've got a riddle.
That's the booze.
No. Fred, listen. What do you call a man who has seen the light?
Give up.
Give up?
He just said so, woman.
It's the booze that does it, Brian. She's not used to it.
Fred.
Yes, Mum?
Shut up.
Yes, Mum.
Well, what's the answer?
I've forgotten the riddle.
What do you call a man who has seen the light?
Call a man who has seen the light.
Answer, an ARP warden.
That's good, that is.
Hey. How old are them crackers?
Oh, come on.
Stop this gassing and drink up.
Hey, while we've still got some drink in the glasses and before Lil falls over, how about a toast?
Good idea, Dad.
Hey, what about Albert?
He's still eating.
Right, then. Glasses ready?
Yes.
Well, I wish you all a Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas.
Now what is it?
I think Albert wants some of Granny's stout.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Richard Beckinsale as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum and John Comer as his dad. Also this week, Patricia Hayes featured as Gran, Celia Bannerman as Maureen, and Kenneth Shanley as the store assistant. Eh? Oh, yes, yes. And a Merry Christmas from Albert. That was Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson. Thank you.